The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Bill Plaschke, J.A. Adande, Sarah Spain. We start with Washington and the fallout from the Washington Post story. 15 women alleging sexual misconduct from team employees and how that's received by the NFL. You've read the story. You know the details. Daniel Snyder, in a statement today, said the accusations have no place in the franchise. They're committed to investigating and will bring in the policies as the investigation steers them. The NFL, it appears, okay with the team leading the investigation. I'd like your view on that. And there's this one more quote from the Washington Post today. It was columnist Jerry Brewer. There's no justifiable reason for the NFL to waste any more of its reputation on Snyder. He has little to offer the league besides losing and disgrace. Go Plaschke, I'll start with you. You were covering the Clippers when the NBA took the team from Donald Sterling. That was something completely different. That was racism coming from the mouth of the owner. In the NBA, also Dallas, similar misconduct allegations from staff and executives. We saw a complete overhaul, but Cuban, of course, remained as owner of the team. And one more example would be Carolina in the NFL, Jerry Richardson. That was, again, about the owner. This is not. So does the NFL need to consider taking Snyder out of control of this team?
Yeah, the NFL needs to investigate that possibility. You have 15 alleged victims covering 14 years involving alleged perpetrators in Daniel Snyder's circle. The NFL needs to take the investigation away from the Washington Football Club, do their own personal investigation, and require the Washington Football Club to release anybody from their NDAs, from non-disclosure agreements, so everyone can talk, so everyone can testify, so they can get to the bottom of this. And then we'll see where we're at. And then we'll see where Daniel Snyder stands. As it stands now, there's nothing directly linking him to this. It's so hard to believe he didn't know and know about this because it was his inner circle. It's so hard to believe he's not affected by this. And it's so hard to believe the NFL wouldn't find something. But the NFL needs to do its own investigation, just like the NBA investigated Sterling and Mark Cuban. The NFL needs to do its own investigation, take it out of the Washington Football Club's hands.
Sarah Spain, I'll bring you in here now. Does the NFL have to consider taking ownership from Daniel Snyder?
They certainly have to consider it, but unfortunately for fans of this team and those who have watched its reputation decline since Snyder took over, failure and disgrace are not enough. And we've seen that be proven true across other sports where owners have brought the same to their franchise and yet remain in ownership stance. So I think, unfortunately, even though there's a sum of many things that could cause you to believe that he's not fit, I don't know if there's one major thing that they would be able to use to forcibly remove him from the position. As far as the investigation, though, the NFL has to do it. They announced that they were going to internally investigate themselves in 2018 after the issue with the cheerleaders. They announced they would internally investigate their name. That, you know, all these internal investigations mean nothing. We need an outside party, and we need the NDAs that the women who made these accusations were forced to sign on their way out and that were not removed by request of the Washington Post to the team. We need them to be gone, because if you have any investigation where you are still muzzling the people trying to bring the truth to the light, then it's no investigation at all.
Mm-hmm. And J.A. Adande, does the NFL need to consider, because of these allegations, taking the team from Daniel Snyder?
Yeah, Tony, and here's all I ask to start with, that the NFL independently investigates this franchise and does so with the same intensity with which they investigated the New England Patriots for allegations of deflated footballs. Unless you really mean to believe that women's rights to work in the NFL, work for a team, and do so in an environment free of harassment mean less to you than the PSI of footballs. But that's the message that I'm getting so far. They don't seem to be really intent. They were delayed in releasing their statement at first. They don't seem to have an intensity to go after this when they need to. Also, where are the other NFL owners in this? Not just the league office, the partners, the ones who would require their support or their movement in order to get rid of Daniel Snyder. When those tapes came out about Donald Sterling, there was a wave of emails sent out from all the other teams around the NBA distancing themselves, condemning those remarks. So far from the other NFL owners, silence. They've been silent on Snyder and that team the entire time, as if they're not ashamed of him, as if he represents them, as if they don't want to somehow be implicated by speaking out. Where are the other NFL owners, and where is the intense outside investigation from the league office?
You're speaking about that silence. What did you think of, I mean, Snyder's been very silent for weeks now. Of course, he's dealing with another controversy and the nickname, but we haven't seen his face. What did you think of his response and his statement, Jay?
I was not impressed. Also, I wonder why he waited until after the Washington Post story came out, when obviously they contacted him to present his side and to explain before they published. There was no way a major news organization would not at least attempt to get his side. I don't know why. He was waiting to see how it landed. One thing I'll say about Mark Cuban, who I thought was let go easily by the NBA, should have been punished more. But when he had to deal with this punishment, he went on the jump with Rachel Nichols, was out there very public, was grilled by Rachel Nichols on TV, and has been very proactive in addressing the situation since. Can we at least get a televised interview? Can we at least see him face questions and have to answer questions publicly? That would be a step.
Yeah.
For Snyder.
Among some other specifics, I believe there was an eight-figure donation made, and also, of course, hiring of a new CEO who was a woman as well.
Tim Williams,
Sarah Spain, can
amazing.
I ask you to speak specifically on Snyder's response?
Yeah, I thought it was lame. I thought it was toothless. I thought it was notable that he did not apologize or even mention or use the word women in the statement. I thought it looked like something that you could find on the internet as an example of a corporate apology. And it was exactly what I would expect from Daniel Snyder.
And Bill Plaschke?
It's what J.A. said. He had time. He knew this for days. This was coming out. He could have gotten in front of this, taken control of it. Instead, he waited to see what the Post had until he said something. And I think at the very least, the NFL has grounds to strip him of draft picks. I thought, J.A., I agree with you on this, the NBA let Cuban off easily. And I think the NFL cannot let Daniel Snyder off easily on this, no matter what they find.
I want to spend the rest of the segment talking about the women here and women in this industry. And, of course, we have Sarah Spain with us. But there's one more response I think we need to address first. And it's Ron Rivera's response. Biggest thing is we have to move forward from this and make sure everybody understands we have policies. And then he went on to say, plus my daughter works for the team and I sure as hell am not going to allow any of this. Sarah, does that move it forward? And how does that land for you?
Well, let's just start with the last part there. Guys, I don't know how many times we have to tell you that it sounds incredibly moronic and tone deaf to say if you have a daughter, then it suddenly affects you. We're people. Your mom's a person, your sister, your ex-wife, the woman that you hate down the street is still a person. You don't have to birth someone from your loins in order to hope that they don't get sexually harassed at work. Let's start there. Secondly, I've heard so many great things about Ron Rivera. People respect him and like him so much. Well, he has an opportunity to prove why here, because he certainly didn't when he was employed with the Panthers and Jerry Richardson was getting fired for sexual harassment and racist words, and he decided he would go into the locker room and get the whole team to do a 1-2-3, Mr. Richardson. And when asked about it, he would say, well, I don't know about that other stuff. I only know about my relationship with him. Well, guess what? That's exactly what's happening at this Washington football team and everywhere else. You are enabling the behavior of other people by saying, oh, it doesn't really affect me, so I'm not going to say anything or care about it. I'm going to vocally cheer on someone while they're getting kicked out of their ownership position for the grave things that they were doing to women.
Thank you for saying that, Sarah. Now I'd like to go a little bit deeper here. Okay, you read this story as a woman working in the industry, but in the industry of media, but also of covering teams and being so familiar with teams. And I want to make you think if this story struck you in any way personal, any conversations you've had with other women in the industry. And I'll introduce it this way. Catherine Terrell of The Athletic, she covers New Orleans. She wrote today, this story makes me think of the many, many conversations I've had with other women while doing this job. Did we wear the wrong thing? Did we say the wrong thing? Should we have approached it differently? In the end, we always end up blaming ourselves, and that needs to stop. That strikes me as not... That's an every woman problem. Every woman has that problem in the industry, but I would like your view of it.
Yeah, and I think that's why it might be hard to get Snyder out, because the other owners might have to agree to it, and they're looking at their own franchises and saying, This is probably happening here, too, because any woman you talk to in the industry has had something similar happen to her. And we've all blamed ourselves, especially when we're young and up and coming and we have no power. It's very easy for other people to point the finger at us for not behaving correctly or wearing the wrong thing or not knowing the proper protocol or simply for not speaking up and saying something back. But you have no power. And there's no HR in this case. And there's often no recourse that you feel like you can take if you're still wanting to keep your job and work in the industry. What struck me was just how familiar so much of it sounded and how often it spins off into so many other things, right? You're a reporter and a guy treats you wrong in public, pinches you in public in front of a number of other people, and then all those people start talking about, oh, well, I saw her with this guy, and that's how she gets her stories. And then the next woman reporter comes along and they assume the same of her, and on and on and on. Until the behavior of the men changes, the treatment of the women never will.
Yes, Aaron, that's why I took this story as a call to action for men, because for women, it's old news, and most women in this industry could probably give their own version of this story. But for men, we have to realize that, A, we have to hear these stories, acknowledge them, but most importantly, do something about them. If we see a colleague being sexually harassed, notify someone, take action about it, speak out on this, write a story about it, as one of the two authors of this story for the Washington Post was a man. Take command, do the things within our power to make it better.
Mm-hmm. Plashke, anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, I think the general public thinks, oh, women are allowed in locker rooms, everything's fine. They have no idea. And Jay is right. We need to speak up. There's a lot in these stories, these horrible stories told in this story. There's always people, bystanders around. Where were they? When did somebody say something? Mm-hmm. Why can we break up the good old boy network? Because it is unfair, because nobody comments on how I dress when I come to work. Nobody comments on how I look when I come to work. I've got it easy. But I know that it's just the opposite for women. It's so unfair.
Well, here's where it struck me again on the Ron Rivera comments. I mean, Sarah, no one can say it better than you said it. I'm talking about his daughter works in the industry, so now this really hits home for me. But it's also, we need to move forward. Yeah, you need to move forward and have policies. Yes, you do. You need to sit in this for a little while. We all need to sit in this for a little while. The reporting on this story, Washington Post reporting, one thing, but the other reporting on this story, we've heard about this for weeks. Oh, something big's happening. And it was almost a gleeful reporter's, oh, wait till you hear this. No, your job as a reporter to sit in this, talk about this, get the story. The amount of times I heard in the last week, wait till you hear this. This is going to be big. This is going to be really big from reporters. Report the story. This doesn't mean the industry is different in sports or media or any other industry, but you have to sit in it. You just don't get to move on. Taking a break right here. When we come back, James Harden in his last 24 hours.
Around the Horn is brought to you by Wendy's Breakfast. Get the Wendy's app today for a deal on your new favorite.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We want to play. We want to be safe. We received no valid plan, no idea for testing or what happens if there's a positive test. Again, we want to play. That's J.J. Watt, essentially what he posted after. He said 4 NFLPA calls where he walked away not knowing the answers to those questions. Rookies scheduled to report this weekend. Medical opt-outs, stipends, other mysteries for this NFL restart right now. Bill, buy or sell J.J. Watt.
I can't buy this enough. There's mysteries involving the restart and the medical part of it, and the NFL hadn't told him anything. And training camp starts next week? Are you crazy? The NFL is clearly stalling out. They've had 3 months to figure this out. The most important thing, the medical protocols, it seems to me like they're waiting them out. They're going to impose them at the very end. They're going to give these players not an opportunity to leave. They're all going to show up. They're not going to have a chance or a choice. They're risking their health. Why isn't this stuff worked out by now? Why is the NFL stalling? Because they want to enforce it without the NFLPA fighting back. It's shameful.
Jay Adonde.
Yeah, remember the 2005 Super Bowl Eagles-Patriots? Eagles losing in the fourth quarter, and they didn't seem to have any urgency. People were wondering why not get into the hurry-up offense. That's the NFL. How can you be this close to the start of training camp, and you don't even have the basics such as frequency of testing for COVID-19 agreed upon? This is absurd.
Sarah Spain.
I don't know if I'm going to go as far as to say it's shameful or intentional. I think some of it might be that the numbers are going up instead of what we expected, which was that they would be down. But I will say there are things they very clearly could have figured out by now, and I don't know what they're dragging their feet on for those aspects. I also think I'm totally buying J.J. Watt going public with this. I think the more we're all having conversations about it, the more pressure it puts the league to get acting and to do right by the players.
Buy or sell two, James Harden, his last 24 hours. Photo of this mask the team put out. That became something people noticed. Reminded people of the thin blue Patriot mask in support of police. Today he said, honestly, I wasn't trying to make a political statement. I just wore it because it covered my whole face, my beard. I thought it looked cool. You can consider that as far as we had conversations about things Dabo Swinney wore and Mike Gundy wore in the past. Also this, now that he's on the court with the team after a slightly delayed arrival, I think the world knows no matter what's going on, James Harden loves to hoop. And D'Antoni said, he thought there might be some rust, but no, Harden's full tilt. Jay, what are you buying? What are you selling?
I think this scenario is perfectly suited to James Harden. Over the years in L.A. in the summertime, you see him playing in gyms all around Los Angeles. Real Run, Drew League. He loves to hoop in this scenario. And guess what? Playing in front of sparse to no crowds in small packed gyms might actually suit him better. Maybe we'll see the best playoff run yet out of James Harden.
Sarah Spain.
I'm going to reserve judgment on the mask by doing a little digging on what else we've seen and heard from him on that topic. Mm-hmm. As for the play, I do think that they're in a good spot in terms of seeding to be able to really focus on when it gets to crunch time, having everybody, including Westbrook, hopefully back and healthy and making a rush for it.
Bill Plaschke.
Yeah, but don't forget, so James Harden is only as good this season right now as Russell Westbrook is. Westbrook's out with COVID-19, not in yet. The Rockets are 6-5 without Westbrook. They need him in, and we don't know any of the players who have been out with the COVID-19. We don't know how this is going to affect them moving forward, whether it'll affect their lung capacity, whether it'll affect their breathing. We have no idea how this virus is going to affect them. So I'll hold off on James Harden until I see Russell Westbrook.
Well, you're speaking of Westbrook there. We have no report. Harden said he was dealing with family issues for the last couple of weeks. Sarah, to your point about I'd like to do some digging on Harden. In the time he had with media yesterday, he did talk about George Floyd protests and things that he thought were so positive about the protest he saw as well. My point there, though, is we've often said in the last couple of weeks of shows, ignorance is no defense and no explanation here. And the idea that Mike Gundy and again, Dabo Swinney were really put under a microscope for what they wore. Right. That's my point. Do you want to address that?
I just think an OAN shirt is a clear statement. A mask that he thought looked cool that kind of had stripes and stars and like maybe he didn't realize the blue part. I'm not saying he didn't know. I'm just saying this one feels a little bit more like let me do some digging versus like, hey, here's a network that I asked for a shirt.
Or there's the opposite side of it, that he would be villainized for wearing it. Jay Adonde, any view on that?
Well, we've seen emails of Mike Gundy requesting the OAN gear from the network. We don't know how Harden acquired this mask and what his intentions were behind it.
Okay. Swinney's situation was even more different than that, right? That was a shirt he was wearing while fishing. And that was, I think it said Football Matters. All right, we'll move on. Brian Windhorst on a podcast, The Hoops Collective, on the Nets head coaching search. He says, if you're connecting dots, it hasn't gone unnoticed. The NBA world seems to think Kevin Durant wants Mark Jackson to coach Brooklyn. Buy or sell that, Jay? Buy or sell Durant being the one maybe calling the shot?
I buy both of those things. If you're going to bring in Kevin Durant, you might want to let him have some say-so in who he wants to coach, especially with these short-term contracts. And I think we're overdue for another shot from Mark Jackson. Did a great job of getting the Warriors to the precipice of that championship run they went on.
Bill Plaschke?
No, I'm seeing this as a job for Tyronn Lue. He coached Kyrie and LeBron to a championship. he can work well with Kyrie and KD. Lou is the one for this job.
Sarah Spain.
There are people who know Mark Jackson who speak for him as a person and as a coach. It gets simplified into he doesn't get enough credit because Steve Kerr stepped in and they did better. But there are also plenty of people that argue that there is a lot more to his being let go by the Warriors than meets the eye. I think that needs to be dug into a little bit before you make this call.
Oh, Bill Plaschke. Did Sarah Spain pass you in the right lane there at the last seconds? No. It was J.A. Sorry. It was J.A. that she passed in the last seconds. Adande, smile for the photo. Look at this. Adande, you should be happy. Did I read an article this week that you were ranked in the top 25 for most minutes logged in The Last Dance? Yeah, top I think 30. I did read that. All right.
Barack Obama.
Yes, all right. Sarah Spain and Bill Plaschke in Showdown in 2 minutes. All right, that's enough from Adande. Showdown, 2 minutes.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay to hold a grudge? That's the question I ask you.
Still reflect back, and I know people laugh at me about it. On my screensaver on my computer is the 2-1 changeup that he threw to Soto that was a strike that got called a ball in the seventh inning, and I think changed the entire World Series. Otherwise, we'd be wearing World Series rings with
Houston pitching coach Brett Strom is holding a grudge. Ooh, who should I ask first here, Spade or Plaschke? Bill Plaschke, answer that. Is it okay to hold a grudge?
You know what also would have changed things, Mr. Strom? If you hadn't cheated in 2017 and taken the World Series, where's the Dodgers? All right to complain about anything, you cheater.
That sounded like, it sounded like somebody who is covering the Dodgers. Go ahead, Sarah Spain.
It's not just the Dodgers, because, honey, we're not laughing at you. We're real angry, because we can understand how you'd be mad about one pitch, just like the rest of the league is mad about an entire several years that you spent.
All right.
We're holding grudges, Tony.
The two of you.
This is how you hold a grudge.
The two of you holding grudges. All right. Well, we'll take a point each. Now you're going to hold a grudge against me for not awarding one to the other, but that's all right. 1-1. We'll move on. Showdown 2. A-Rod said he never said salary cap. No cap! No cap! Says he suggested baseball go for NFL and NBA-type models of revenue sharing. Here's the direct quote about increasing the sports market share. Quote, the only way it's going to happen is if they get to the table and say, the number one goal, let's get from 10 to 15 billion, and then we can split the economics evenly, end quote. Sarah, what do you think of A-Rod, potential owner, saying that, knowing A-Rod, a one-time player who made some money in his career?
Kind of like that landmark case. You don't have to say it. We'll know it when we see it. You're talking about a cap, and you're talking about trying to change the rules so that they benefit you after they used to benefit you when you were a player. It's so obvious. It's trash.
Yeah.
It's obvious, but it's smart. He wants to be an owner. He doesn't care about the union now. He wants to fight the union. He wants the owners to welcome him, and they'll love him here and talking about salary cap.
I know a FaceTime when I see one. Sarah Spain, 30 seconds.
Oh.
Today, Team U.S. Sports Live Playoffs, the NWSL quarterfinals started, and it started with the bang. The two-time defending champion, yet unbeaten, Courage out, bounce. Portland Thorns get the win, deserving fan base, those Rose City Riveters. And it's a tournament that's now open to anyone, including maybe a very late up-and-coming team that was denied in the final last year, the Chicago Red Stars. Potential.
Wow, the homer pick at the end. Man, you sounded like Mrs. White from Clue there. Flames in the center of my face.
Flames.
Another win for Sarah Spain. Hey, we're going to do this again next Monday, 5 o'clock Eastern. 71 and a half hour
break. All right.
Have a weekend.
Yeah. We're back, baby.